And our first speaker is Thomas Wickizer, who's going to talk about the economic costs of alcohol and drug abuse in Washington State. He received his BA degree from Northwestern and received an MA, MPH, and PhD from the University of Michigan. From 1989 to 2009, he was a member of the faculty at the University of Washington School of Public Health. And in 2009, he joined the faculty at the College of Public Health at the Stephen Loeb's Professor of Health Services Management and Policy. Dr. Wickizer's research has included outcome evaluations and economic studies of substance abuse treatment. Most recently, he's been a lead evaluator for the Washington State ESPERT Program Evaluation and the ATR. And I know I've used your research, your material, so thank you. So with that, if you would like to come up.
So we should aim for 15 minutes. Yeah. Any more questions held to the very
to the end?
Yeah. Okay.
Well, good afternoon. Thanks. Is this working?
Yeah.
Okay. I know San Francisco, there's a lot of tempting alternatives, so thanks for spending your time here this afternoon with us, which I hope will be a stimulating session. So I'm going to give a talk here for the next 15 minutes on the economic cost of alcohol and drug abuse in Washington State. In 2005, it's really a representative example of a kind of very standard cost of illness studies that have been done over the years, mainly in other areas besides substance abuse, and I'll get into some more details in a minute. But I think this study is one of the very few that's been done at a state level. There have been some national studies, but I think because a lot of drug and alcohol policy is formulated at a state level and resources are allocated for treatment at a state level, that it's really state policymakers that need this kind of information. So I have no disclosures, no relationships to disclose. So the study aims are highlighted here on this slide to estimate the economic costs associated with drug and alcohol abuse in Washington in 2005. To assess how costs differ across the various areas examined, for example, mortality, morbidity, crime, and healthcare, and then to compare the 2005 costs with the 1996 costs. Over the years, I actually did three of these studies. The first was in 1992, the second in 1996, and the third in 2005. So a little background, as I said, researchers over the years have conducted cost of illness studies to estimate the economic costs of drug and alcohol abuse. Dorothy Rice, I don't know how many of you have heard of her, she's one of the grandmothers of this field, a very well-known health economist. She conducted an early cost of illness study around 1985. Subsequently, NIDA and NIAAA funded a large national study that was published in 1998, reported data from 1992, and those studies were updated a few years later. So what the NIDA, the original NIDA and NIAAA study found for 1992, they estimated costs on a nationwide basis of $148 billion for alcohol, $98 billion for drugs. The updated estimates, alcohol for 1998, $186 billion. Drugs for 2002 is $181 billion. But as I said before, really, I think a real gap in our understanding is what is the cost of illness, what's the cost of substance abuse at a state level. So some comments about the methodological approach. It's really the same general approach that was used for the NIDA and the NIAAA earlier studies. It's basically what we call a prevalence-based approach, which was used to estimate costs for a single year. Another kind of cost of illness study is what's called an incident cost study, and that really tries to estimate the cost over a lifetime. So this is a cost for a single year, 2005. I use the human capital method, very standard, to estimate mortality costs and associated with premature death, and all costs are in nominal $2,005 dollars. So the estimation of cost requires application of adjustment factors to identify the portion of cost, mortality, morbidity, et cetera, that can reasonably be attributed to drug and alcohol abuse. Obviously, not all these costs can be attributed to alcohol or drug abuse. And so what we use are what's called adjustment factors. These adjustment factors, though, are based on very early research. I've never quite understood why NIDA and NIAAA haven't invested in research to update these, but they haven't. So that's a weakness with these kind of studies, because it's not at all clear that these early adjustment factors that probably were generated in the 70s would apply, 20, 30 years later. So I estimated the cost for the following areas: mortality, morbidity, substance abuse treatment, crime, health care, and other costs. Data sources included the state vital statistics for mortality, state and national prevalence estimates for morbidity, local and state published data on arrests, convictions, incarcerations, hospital state discharge abstract data, and treatment activity data. So turning to the results, what this slide shows is in the green, our green bars are the 05 estimated costs, and the orange bars are the 1996 costs. And you can tell these are nominal dollars, so some of these differences, of course, would be would represent inflation. But the costs of mortality rose from $929 million to just over $2 billion. And similarly, the costs of morbidity increased substantially, as did the costs of crime and health care. The treatment costs show a decrease. I think actually that's an artifact of the data reporting, which I don't want to go into. But I think that figure is, you should discount it. The figure for 05 for treatment, I think, is not correct, in fact. So in terms of deaths, you see here there were 536 people died whose deaths were attributable to drug abuse. 300 they were males, 300 females. Alcohol, larger number of deaths, 548 males and 840 females. So overall, there were 47,000 some deaths in Washington State in 05. About 7% of these were drug or alcohol related. Of these deaths, 74% were alcohol related. The five leading causes are shown here: accidental poisoning, alcohol cirrhosis, auto-related accidents, suicide, and esophageal cancer. As part of this, I estimated years of potential life loss. So if you OD and you die at the age of 25, you lose, roughly 50 years of life expectancy. And so I estimated that on a population basis, slightly over 89,000 years of productive life were lost in 05 as a result of drug or alcohol use. Alcohol accounted for 67%. Of the lost years of productive life. The total estimated cost of mortality, which I showed in the earlier bar graph, was roughly $2 billion. Turning to morbidity costs, the economic loss associated with drug and alcohol abuse depends on several factors. They're outlined here: the prevalence of abuse, the degree of impairment caused by abuse, labor force participation rates, and earnings. And I use data on these above factors to derive estimates of the productivity loss for different age sex groups. Total Washington State population in 05 was about 4.72 million. There was an estimated 409,000 alcohol abusers, 121,000 drug abusers. The alcohol-related morbidity costs were estimated at about 880 million. Drug-related morbidity costs were estimated at about 147 million, and the total morbidity costs is shown in the bottom. What are we doing for time?
Good.
Okay. Crime costs include law enforcement costs, judicial costs, correctional costs, and other societal costs. And crime costs for this study, I estimated both part one. They're the more serious crimes, assault, robbery, etc. And then part two, DWIs, drug law violations, etc. So there were an estimated 9,300 person years of incarceration in 05 in Washington State in state correctional facilities and local jails arising from drug or alcohol use. 50% of the incarceration time was for nonviolent drug offenses. The total estimated costs were shown here in the bottom three bullets. For alcohol, it was $220 million. For drugs, it was $864 million. So you combine the two, and it's about $1 billion. So you should just think about 50% of the incarceration time was for nonviolent drug offenses. We pay a lot of money to put people in prison for nonviolent drug crimes. Turning to health care costs, people, as a result of their drug or alcohol use, incur injuries, illnesses, and that require hospitalization. So I took a look at that. Use the state hospital discharge abstract data to determine hospitalization and costs related to drug and alcohol use. Indirect cost estimates were based on national data related to inpatient costs. So I only had, for Washington State, data on hospital costs. But in order to estimate outpatient costs, prescription costs, I did that using the methodology in the earlier NIDA and NIAAA, and that's just simply a multiplier of inpatient costs. So it's admittedly quite crude. But these are the estimated costs. There were 29,000 hospital admissions in Washington State related to drug or alcohol use and abuse. Hospital inpatient costs were estimated for alcohol at $316 million. For drugs, it was $60 million, and the other costs are shown here. The total cost then was about $790 million. And then there were other costs, including treatment, Social Welfare Administration. These costs represent a small fraction of the other costs. So in summary, the estimated costs of drug or alcohol use and abuse in 05 in Washington were $5.2 billion. This represents $832 per non-institutionalized person in the state. 56% of all costs were alcohol-related, obviously 44% were drug-related. Washington State's per capita costs were roughly 40% lower than the overall national average. Why that is, I can't tell you. That would be the subject of another study. These findings and those of other studies conducted in Washington State led to significant expansion in treatment capacity. And so my last concluding point was maintaining a robust capacity to perform state-level data analysis and evaluation is really important for effective policymaking and resource allocation. If you don't have data, you can't do these kind of studies and other studies. And if you can't do those kind of studies, you can't generate the evidence that's really needed to improve health policymaking in the area of drugs and alcohol. Thank you. So we'll hold questions till later.
Thank you.